throughout the week on Lake Effect, we're featuring Earth Day-inspired stories of individuals dedicated to their version of making the world a better place.
We continue that series now as WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Bentz introduces us to a 30-year-old Bayview resident who's immersed in freshwater and soil issues.
Jesse Blum is completely at home in the basement of this 1898 Queen Anne-style home in Bayview. But Blum doesn't see it as just a basement. It's more like the foundation of Heart House, an experiment with the lofty goal of demonstrating sustainable urban community. Not only do vegetable patches fill its front and backyard, greens are growing off the kitchen. Still, Blum's domain is underground, where he has set up interconnected systems of fish tanks and vegetable growing flats.
These particular techniques I'm using here, which use 12-inch deep grow bed that floods and drains. This is stuff that was originally developed in Australia, and it has taken a little bit of time for those practices to migrate to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and also a lot of practice, you know, 4 or 5 years of practice. But that's been one of my biggest influences here, is learning from what they've been doing all around the globe, you know, and also trying to differentiate between what's good and useful on a large scale, like if you have an aquaponics farm, versus what's good and useful on a small scale.
Blum grew up on the move. His father's work took the family around the globe. Ultimately, they put down roots in Mequon when Blum was 12. He was drawn to outdoor adventure and spent summers in northern Wisconsin at camp.
I was up at Camp Manitowish YMCA in northern Wisconsin doing canoeing.
At age 18, and then summers throughout college, Blum led young kids on wilderness treks.
You know, tons of canoeing, and you go out for 5, 6, 7, 14 days at a time with a group of young people. And that whole experience, it can become such a tremendous learning opportunity.
By the time he graduated from Dartmouth with a degree in cultural anthropology, Blum says he was sold on experimental learning. Then, back in Milwaukee,
I showed up at the Sweetwater Organics Farm in 2010, fall of 2010.
Its founders were hoping to create a successful model blending business and education. In 2009, workers dug trenches within an old factory building in Bayview and filled them with fish. Massive racks of tomatoes and greens grew above.
I was interested in agriculture, but it was just an interest for me. I didn't have a background in it. I didn't have an education in it. It was just an interest. But I pursued that interest. So I showed up at Sweetwater. I started volunteering there. And then there was a need for educators. So I was able to fill that need with my background in education. And I've been doing that now for 4.5 years, applying my education skills to urban agriculture.
By spring 2013, the business closed its doors, but its satellite, a foundation, lives on, and Jesse Blum with it. Sweetwater Foundation works in partnership with a cluster of MPS schools where aquaponics and urban ag programs are being nurtured.
The public schools have a grant. Comes from AT&T and the NEA Foundation, aimed towards STEM education and using aquaponics as a tool. Sweetwater Foundation is very fortunate, and I'm very fortunate to serve the school towards that grant.
Blum works closely with the science teachers in 5 schools, 2 grade schools, 3 high, helping to construct their systems, conferring on the health of fish and plants. He also delivers the occasional grow lights and water pumps. That's just what he was doing days later at McDowell Montessori High School, west of downtown Milwaukee. Science teacher Nick Bierman discovered aquaponics equipment collecting dust when he came to McDowell. Jesse Blum helped him piece it together. Blum and Bierman strategize on ways to increase brainstorming among the MPS schools to learn from one another.
I would like to do some information sharing between you, Hanson at South, and Bradley Tech. Mm-hmm. On the mini systems.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Not just among teachers, but also among students, where mm-hmm. you guys can share designs.
Well, we had last year, I had the group of students that I had working with me actually started working on a website for McDowell Aquaponics.
Perfect.
Where we could post everything like that. Yeah, I've even got, with that, with the information sharing, I actually have a teacher out in Minnesota who also wants to see what we're doing and has wanted to, like, do some Skype in with them.
That's awesome.
Blum says interest is crossing international borders.
There's a guy in Mumbai, India. Mm-hmm. Who's been itching to, he's doing an aquaponics project over there. He calls it the living wall or the green wall.
Okay.
I've been in touch with him, and he wants to do a Skype session with some of your students here, because he's got students over there that are working on the same thing.
Awesome.
So I wonder if we could do an international Skype conversation. Is that something that you'd be into?
Oh, yeah. No, our students actually Skype all the time with students in Colombia as well through our Spanish class.
Oh, cool. So,
teacher Nick Bierman says some of his students can't get enough of aquaponics.
Really keen on it, really interested. I've got some students that have been involved for a couple of years now, and one of them who's he's thinking this is actually something he wants to do, and there's a big fisheries internship this summer that he's going to try to go after.
Yeah.
Jesse Blom is a quiet guy, but this news beams across his face.
I feel like we've had success across the board in Milwaukee, getting students more interested and engaged in science through aquaponics.
Mm-hmm.
But the next step is getting them plugged into career opportunities, such as fisheries, such as water sciences, such as food and beverage industry.
But before you know it, Blom has to skedaddle.
All right. Nick, thanks a lot.
He's working on a master's degree in freshwater sciences at UWM, and he needs to prepare for a class presentation.
The topic of the presentation is Great Lakes stressors, and our particular topic is chemical pollutants in the Great Lakes. And so my portion of that is looking at pesticides as a chemical pollutant in the Great Lakes ecosystem. So I'm meeting with the other students right now. We're planning out our presentation, who's going to talk when, that sort of thing.
And then pass it to you to talk.
In the light-filled space of the freshwater school's expanded facility, Blom tweaks the plan with two fellow grad students. He's also delving into water policy and landed a research assistant position.
Last semester, I was focusing on water technology and policy around that. And this semester, I'm focusing more on the United Nations Global Compact Cities Program. I'm actually proposing an internship where I'll be working on that particular program for the next year. And that's really based around Milwaukee as a water-centric city. How do we learn from other cities? So doing a lot of international information exchange, bringing visitors here, putting on conferences, getting stakeholders in the city together to figure out what we're doing in the city that is, focused on water and how do we become better with water, and really reaching out to a broad array of people to try to figure out that question.
Blom has more on his plate, far too much to take in right now, but says his greatest role is sharing parenthood with his wife, Eileen, their singing 10-month-old daughter,
slow down,
and Moses, who is scooting off, he says, for a very challenging morning of K-3.
Moses, you're getting too far!
Blom walks him to school each day and covers late-night duties at home, sandwiching studying and sleep in between. Walking his baby girl back home, Blom ponders his future.
I'm really interested in getting people more connected to the natural environment, and I'm interested in getting people more connected to each other. And for me, that's what working in the food and agriculture field is, and that's what working in the water field is for me right now. At school right now, I'm learning a lot of hard science. For me, it's about taking hard science to the streets, getting ordinary people engaged with stuff that is usually limited to science labs, farms, and that sort of thing. And for me, my project with Milwaukee Public Schools is the best way for me to do that. So that's it. If I can find myself in a job that does those two things, gets people more connected to the environment and connected to each other, I'll be happy.
Tucking a blanket around his 10-month-old daughter, Blom confesses he doesn't know if he can do all that while providing for his family, but he aims to try. For Lake Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.
Lake Effect's Susan Bentz introduced us to Bayview resident Jesse Blom. You can hear our full Earth Week series at WUWM.com.